To draw everyone here in the new church to visit Facebook.
Saludos con mucho amor a mi querida gente en Costa Rica, Honduras y México.
I thank you all for your presence this morning. For all those people who have made a dream of being here today, thank you. I thank God for today and for this day. We have a lot of people in church and so many people. We have a companion along this path with your love, prayer, and friendship. In the morning prayer, from Monday to Friday, and even in the English translation of the Mass, so the social members. God bless you and thank you for being a very important part of my life. My name is Ignacio Solano. I'm Costa Rican by birth. And be part of my father also in other countries, Joe, Honduras, where I lived for 5 years, and Mexico, where I have lived for 11 years. I am a migrant and descendant of migrants from different parts of the world. I was born in San Jose, Costa Rica in 1964, but I grew up in a small town where my parents came from, Kansas City. I am the youngest of three brothers. Although God has also given me other wonderful brothers and sisters all my life, I have some exceptional nieces, a children of mine, of my dear sister. In addition, I have been in a relationship with a wonderful person for more than 8 years, and my family is completed by your beloved dog, Dana. Now, I am a psychologist and I have developed my career as an instructor for various companies. After a long process that would take the time of the whole sermon, I met the Anglican community. And after a few years, after much thought, I knocked on the virtual door of the new church. I came to this community like many of you who follows us through the network with a very sincere prayer in my heart. Lord, let us know that there is a place for us in your heart and in this church. Today the church celebrates the memory of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, San Ignacio de Loyola. Beautiful name. A man who, after a life dedicated to military life and fighting honors, was wounded on a leg, almost on the verge of losing it. And after a long convalescence, that gave him a second chance to discover the true world. I didn't say that Ignatius discovered the true world. The one that would not appear on battlefield. He referred how the battle within ourselves. To overcome the selfishness that made us think to a fortune, a place or opinion, but to stop that. But how can we pay this debt? In answer to your life, have the opportunity. That the least man of the caliber did not ask. He was able to find the love of God in the midst of his illness and tell in part the call of God to proclaim that he was worth giving everything to follow God. Sometimes I have imagined what Matthew would have said during this moment of conversation, how he saw the world in a different way, maybe it happened to us, with a pandemic of me. And in addition, many times you have moved to tears when you remember how much that sorrow brought your life, but it has taken a long time to reciprocate.
I was soon another convert for the love of God, who says, so yes, I love you. You are so insane. How many times throughout our life have we forgotten too well the one that we cannot feel for us, the one that does not go away in this inflation, and the one that does not have interest rates for taxes for the use of a damage time? Could you imagine for a moment what you felt when you gave the last kiss to your mom, to God, to your sister, your brother, your friend, the last caress you gave to your puppy, your cat, your mother? This is the center of this time. That is not Jesus, it's not only a criticism of the attitude of a huge number of rich people that obtain attachment that prevents us from giving ourselves with total confidence to God, depending only on them, and being able to recognize in other people the presence and the beings of God. This attitude and this temptation can have a Wall Street millionaire or a farmer in San Catalonia or in the same. This is what happens to be a last portion of this earth and not to God. This is what happens when this substitute in everything that is not God. When this is your vehicle or wealth. Everything that will give us happiness and forget that the life of human beings does not belong to us. No matter how rich, famous, beautiful, attractive, intelligent, charming we are, life is not that. This reading is not an invitation to live. Do not. The world is part of our participation in the construction of this world, our participation in creation. And also, we all need to create a very that ensures the well-being of all those in our land. Well-being for all people is an extremely noble challenge. The challenge is a situation of attachment, even selfishness. Because Jesus makes it clear that this person was already rich, that he had large farms, but when he had a great harvest, when he did all distributing among the poor, he only got and did exchange his wealth with peace and passed on. This poor rich man, was rich because he had many contributions, but he was poor because he was not grateful, because that the more he had was not enough, and he wanted more and more and more, even though he abounded in everything that other people had. The poverty of this poor rich man, this is even lower, because not only was he not capable of recognizing his own wealth, but he wasted the time of his here and now. The only two real and palpable things that he wants to have in his life. He uses his time to buy a farm that eventually goes to someone else. And many times we forget our real life and our own mission, here and now, thinking about there and tomorrow. Something similar happened to demand to ask Jesus to solve the seven problems regarding an inheritance. This man, he recognized in the other person his beloved brother, but only a third of the life. For his part, the other brother was not able to see him. But he saw his brother as a danger to his family. This brother could love his brother, support his brother. He's a bad friend in the world, even if he stands of Jesus together. But they prefer that Jesus be a God or a son. Paul invites us to succeed, think about, not everything, not as a condemned or a fortune, but as an adherent to the reality of the grace of God that he grants us with his own Jesus Christ, as opposed to the system of the world, the system that passes over the weakest and that forgets that all human beings, of all nations, have the same dignity and the compassion. All the money in the world is sunk, even in the face of the most forgotten and wounded human. All the money of the world is broken to be compared with one person, just one person. That's not a dignity. In the new order of the gospel, social justice, followed by their own ways, discrimination based on the archaic concept of race or aspects of culture, gender, and identity, keep us within each human being. And within you and you and me. And not only out there, far, original, not there, but then you hear inside, in the whole heaven. Because that is a human being. As the original Bible used to say, a human being, a part of it, with God's will and the life. That is you. That is heaven, you, the whole heaven. More probable than any world. Have you learned to live with those final words of the tale behind it? When Rose is going to prove not the other castle, but a Jew, that the Chinese have been looking for the field. I think that this phrase I'm going to say to return to our memory every time a good people is not concerned makes us forget the things of here and now. The grace of loving now. Tomorrow, of embracing today and not tomorrow. The grace of forgiving today and not tomorrow, or to ask for forgiveness today and not tomorrow, to be brothers and sisters, members of a beautiful and beloved family that is born from the love of God, that brings to enjoy the greatest treasure that God has given us and without which everything else. That's the thing. You look for treasure in the wrong place. It's a lot. You can have your name. You can have your name. Only life is gratitude. And making you stay back. That's the treasure. The God. And the number of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.